The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on August 19, 1981 in Kathmandu, Nepal. The class begins with a reading from the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 9, Text 2.
Guyang Pavita Midamutamam Pratyakshavagamang Dharmang Susukang Kartamabhaya. This knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting and it is joyfully performed. Bhagavad Gita 9:2. It gives me great honor and simultaneously humbles me to be invited to speak on this most important subject. And I beg to address His Holiness Mandaleshwar Iswaranand Swamiji and our Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, the President of the Sanatan Dharma Seva Samiti, our life patron members, the devotees, and the mothers who are present, offering you all my respectful and humble namaste. Very pleased to speak on this subject. This is one of the most pressing subjects, problems, which our society is facing today. That is education. In terms of the Vedic culture and the modern world, I would like to bridge the gap by tying in the problems of the modern world with the lessons and the heritage and the culture and the history of the Vedic way through this discourse. Because there is a need to study the problems in the light of the Vedic tradition and insight to come to the proper solutions and to analyze the problem in a clear perspective. I'm sorry that I'm addressing this assembly in English. My just learning Nepali and my Hindi and Bengali would probably not be appreciated here, so I'm speaking in English. First is that there are two things. One is education, knowledge, and the other is tradition that doesn't have the connection with the education and the knowledge. Today, we are faced with one of the difficult situations that many traditions based on factual Vedic instructions are being followed without the knowledge as to why those traditions are there, what is the purpose of those traditions. And this following could be termed as a blind following. When the blind following of a tradition begins in society, then the chance for many superfluous, unrelated, unimportant, or even unauthorized rituals and activities may creep in. There is a story that I would like to say to illustrate this. One time there was a young girl who was about to be married. At her marriage, there was a cat who was creating a lot of ruckus, a lot of noise, screaming and shouting, just, huge noise. So the mother of that girl said, "You take that cat and catch it under a basket and keep it so it will stop making all this noise." So the boys caught the cat and kept it under a basket, and the marriage went on. Now later, that girl, she grew up, she had her own son, her own daughters, and when it came time to marry her own daughter, to marry her own son, at that time, the wedding ceremony was held. Suddenly she remembered that when I was married, my mother had a cat caught, put under a basket and kept by the Jagyasthan. So this marriage cannot be complete. She said, "Stop the home, stop the Jagya. You must immediately go out and catch one cat and bring it here. Otherwise, this is our family tradition. If it is not maintained, the marriage will not be successful." So everyone thought this is a very unusual request, but since it's their family tradition, we have to follow. So they went scouring through the neighborhood looking for a cat. Finally, they found one on the rooftop and chased it, captured it, brought it, and kept it by the Jagya. Then only the marriage could be completed. So naturally, this type of situation can happen when simply one is following the tradition or the ritual without knowing the actual Vedas, without knowing the actual history and the Shastra, the scriptural evidence. So there's a difference between education and tradition. Tradition is based on, real tradition is based on proper knowledge and proper education. When the education on the spiritual matters, religious matters are not kept up, and simply the traditions are being followed, then as the future generations come, when they ask their mother and father, "What is the meaning of this? Don't ask these things, you do it, this is our culture." Then so many foreign influences, Western influences are coming. They're saying, "Don't believe all these things, believe in this, believe in that." Then a crisis of faith can come up. And then even they can discard the traditions, discard the heritage, and take on things which have nothing to do with their own heritage and tradition, which actually are no better, are much worse, but due to lack of the proper education in those cultural and spiritual matters, they have rejected due to all this outside influence. So this is one point of great concern, that here in Nepal, that we are concerned that heritage and the culture of this great and only Hindu kingdom in the world may suffer due to lack of any spiritual education, because the constant pressure from outside of different cultural and social pressures are there, which are playing their effect. The only protection against that is proper education is necessary, whereby everyone can know the real value of the rituals and the traditions and the purpose behind them. So, in comparison with Nepal, which is steeped in spiritual tradition, which is steeped in spiritual heritage, we see that in the modern society, there's a great lack of spiritual education. In this regard, I would just like to read something from our founder, Acharya Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to throw a little light. This is his preface of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has said, "Human society at the present moment is not in the darkness of oblivion. It has made rapid progress in the field of material comforts, education, and economic development throughout the entire world. But there is a pinprick somewhere in the society body at large. And therefore there are large-scale quarrels, even over less important issues. There is a need of a clue as to how humanity can become one in peace, friendship, and prosperity with a common cause. Srimad Bhagavatam will fill this need, for it is a cultural presentation for the re-spiritualization of the entire human society. Srimad Bhagavatam should be introduced also in the schools and colleges, for it is recommended by the great student devotee Prahlad Maharaja in order to change the demonic face of society. Kumara acharit pragyo dharman bhagavatan iha dhullabangama nushanga janama tadapya dhruvamarthadam. Disparity in human society is due to lack of principles in a godless civilization. There is God, or the Almighty One, from whom everything emanates, by whom everything is maintained, and in whom everything is merged to rest. Material science has tried to find the ultimate source of creation very insufficiently, but it is a fact that there is one ultimate source of everything that be. This ultimate source is explained rationally and authoritatively in the beautiful Bhagavatam, or the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, this Srimad Bhagavatam is a hope for the human society. Kalo nashta disham tesham puranako vinodita. Just like the rising sun. So, this Krishna consciousness movement also is proposing various programs to end all type of disharmony and argumentation. We have the sincere faith that by proper implementation of Vedic culture, that is the only hope. Today, there is a lack of spiritual culture in the modern society. Due to lack of the spiritual education, everyone is in the darkness of the bodily concept of life. They're all thinking that they are the body. They don't have any clue to the soul or to the needs of the spirit soul. We know in our Vedic culture that when the soul leaves the body is useless. The soul is the most important part of this body. So, this Rajaguya, confidential knowledge of people. This confidential knowledge is knowledge about the relationship of this body and this world with the soul and the spiritual reality. Common people do not get this confidential knowledge. Today, there are so many departments in our universities: physics, biology, chemistry, mathematics, history, sociology, political science, and so on and so forth. It's not possible for me in 1 hour to name how many departments there are in a university. But it is unusual that in the whole world, out of thousands and lakhs of universities, we don't find that in a university there is a subject dealing with the science of the spirit soul, of the jivatma. In the whole world, even though it is the most important part of the body. So, this is a great lack in the world today, and I would like to show how this lack in society is causing chaos throughout the world. Because we are looking towards the society of Nepal, the only Hindu kingdom in the world, to eventually be the first country to revolutionize education with courses on the science of the soul for the benefit of the whole world. Today, in the modern society, the girls and boys, they are mixing together freely. especially in the Western countries. You see, there is free sexual mingling, especially in the schools and in the colleges and universities. And as a result, the children which are produced are varna sankara. They're unwanted, unqualified children. As a result of this chaotic moral standard, the whole society is in chaos. The whole world is in chaos. Take, for instance, the institution of marriage, vivaha, sadi. Marriage in United States of America, for instance, the president, recently the previous president, he declared a national emergency that over 50% of the marriages in that country are failure. They end in divorce. So we can understand that socially, this country, if it doesn't have family unit, then where is the basis of that country? In Sweden, the government is offering a bonus due to the advancement of family planning techniques. No one wants children anymore. So government is offering a bonus. If anyone has a child, they will pay him a special bonus, cash. Because the national population is going down. And they're afraid that the whole country will be extinct if they don't induce the people to have children. In addition to that, you see, because no one feels responsible, neither to God, neither to the society, the whole basis of the society has been turned sense gratification. Eat, drink, be merry, have lots of free mingling, men and women. And so what is happening? No responsibility. Why? Because the basic spiritual education has been neglected. In addition, the present educational system is simply producing sudras. A big technologist is a big sudra. Just like a one man is fixing the motorcycle, he's fixing a nuclear reactor. It's still technology. According to Vedic standard, he is a servant, he is a sudra. Kalo sudra sambhava. So simply by this academic qualification, no real spiritual instruction can be imparted to the people. Bhishma Dev instructed that at least 9 minimum qualifications should be there for a civilized society. One should not get angry. He should not lie. He should equally distribute his wealth. He should forgive. He should beget children in his legitimate wife. He should be pure in mind, hygienic in body. He should not be inimical to anybody. He should be simple. And he should be responsible and support his servants or subordinates. You see. Anything less than this is uncivilized according to Bhishma Dev. So where is this basic education? So this Krishna conscious movement is meant to provide and inspire qualified brahmanas to spread the spiritual education around the world to make the people happy. So the need today is for an actual suitable education. Take for instance Krishna and Balaram. As soon as they grew up in Nanda Maharaj's aloya, Nanda Maharaj sent him out, Krishna and Balaram, go out and take care of the govatsas, the calves. This was the Vedic system. If one is in a family of Brahmana, or one in a family of Kshatriya or Vaishya, then immediately they would be trained. A Brahmana would be trained in education, literary, academic, teaching, worship. Kshatriya trained to take care of the state and defend it. Vaishya to cultivate and tend the cows and the calves. There's no need for every single person to go to higher education or to school. They're falsely educated people. What they do is they increase unemployment. Today, why in Nepal, in India, in Britain, in America, in the whole world, you have unemployed educated people. Because there was no need for them to be educated in that particular field. There was a need in agriculture, or there's a need in defense, or there's a need in some other field. But due to no coordination, they get falsely educated, get some degree, they sit, and they simply are a burden on society. They're not a useful member. Because the imported system, especially the trouble, it's not even isolated to third world country. Look at Britain today, all the riots. But especially it's acute in the third world country where economic situation is difficult. Because it's no scope, we have no excess capital to support unemployed people. So today there's a need for suitable education. You see, Narada Muni, he was sent by Narayan to Dhruva Maharaj when Dhruva Maharaj was looking for Narayan. And he offered him, you don't go for this being a king and all this. You simply become a sadhu here and you do the meditation and go back to your house and simply worship there. Dhruva rejected his idea to be a brahmana because Dhruva had the characteristic of kshatriya. He said, forgive me, Narayan. You are a great saint, you are traveling through the whole world, but I want to have a kingdom greater than my grandfather. Dhruva's grandfather was Brahmadev. If you will help me, then I want to hear to you. I want to find God. I want to see God face to face. This is the only way I can get revenge for the insult that was done to me. So each person has got a characteristic. And the real Vedic system, the ancient Gurukul system, was that what is the psychological movement of a student that should be studied? Is his movement as a brahmana or as a kshatriya or as a businessman or as a technician? And accordingly he should be trained and those qualities should be developed. Not that artificially everyone is pushed without any system. A system should be developed to judge the candidates by guna and karma. That will be the success, and then they should be trained accordingly. Because of this lack of training, our spiritual master Prabhupada, he pointed out that when the USA was at war with Vietnam, they had the draft. But the boys, they didn't want to go in the army. They were avoiding the draft. Because they've been trained from very birth, the sudras. How they can go and fight as kshatriyas? Because here still the Vedic tradition is there. Nepal has no trouble finding people to fight in their army because the kshatriyas are in enough quantity here because that tradition is there. But if the American, these other Western countries want to go to war, they can't find anyone because they're simply trained as sudras. This Western education means sudra training. Therefore, society simply gets a headache in the long run. So, I would just suggest that the imported educational systems are not perfectly suited or suitable for Nepal or India. As a result, we can see that the students, the schools, they're always dissatisfied. They're always dissatisfied and they're always engaged in so many different other activities other than their educational pursuits. This is a sign that the system is not perfect. So, training is necessary from the very young age. Prahlad Maharaj, as I mentioned, he said, Kumara Macharet Pragyo. Start from the very youth. This human life is so rare that if we want to understand the spiritual life, we have to begin from the young age. That means that youth should be trained in tapasya, in penance, in austerity. They should be developed morally. They should be developed educationally. And they should be developed occupationally altogether. With the goal being their spiritual development. This is the perfection. Without a complete viewpoint on education, then you will not get a complete person. You'll get a quarter person, half person. And the half which is missing is the essential half. That is the moral and character and spiritual half, which is what is missing today. Hiranyakashipu, he tried to force Prahlad to simply teach him materialistic knowledge, but Prahlad rejected. Instead, he trained the students in his school to build character, to chant the name of God,
to worship God. As a result, his demonic father wanted to kill him. But because of Prahlad's character, because from the womb of his mother he was trained by Narad, he was able to see even as a child God face to face. He was able to see Ishar, Narsinghadev, face to face. Dhruva Maharaj, when he was old, he was already a king. He had grown up. At that time, suddenly from the Vaikuntha Loka came Nanda and Sunanda, the dear devotees of Narayan, in a special Viman. They came down and they told Dhruva, this is what they told. Sunanda Nanda Bachatu Uchatu Bhobo Rajang Subhadrang Te Bachang No Vahita Srinu Ya Pancha Varshas Taposa Bhavan Devan Atit Tripat. That because you have satisfied the Lord when you were 5 years old, therefore we are coming down from the spiritual world to take you back. You come back with us, live with us eternally. There's no birth, no death, no old age, no disease there. You get on this sacred Bhiman and you come back with us. So when Dhruva Maharaj saw that, he was overwhelmed. He simply remembered that his mother had told him, you find God, and now Krishna, Narayan himself had sent down the Bhiman. He went, took his bath, said his morning for spiritual prayers, took the blessings from the Swamis and the sages, circumambulated the Bhiman, which was as big as a house. Not a small thing, as big as a house. Then he saw personified death was coming, but he wasn't afraid. When personified death came, paid his obeisance, he put his foot on the head of death and went into the Bhiman. Modern science, they should take a lesson from this. Our Vedic culture has got the greatest science. Nowadays we're flying around the world in these jumbo jets. But even though they have the name jumbo jet, they're very packed up, crowded, and one has to suffer so many difficulties. But just like this Bhiman that took Dhruva Maharaj, as big as a house, Kardama Muni, he created a Bhiman as big as a city, with parks, gardens, palaces, everything, and he took Devahuti on that. Before they get very puffed up about their present mechanical science, they should try to create a Bhiman like Kardama Muni, a whole city, which can travel all over the universe, even to Vishnu Loka, has unlimited fuel, or like Dhruva Maharaj's Bhiman, need no fuel, can even go to the spiritual world. Unless they can do that, they shouldn't be so proud. Our Vedic culture had all these things millions of years ago based on spiritual potencies. So, the Prachetas, the sons of Maharaj Prachina Bhadi, they went out when they were youthful to get training, to do tapasya. Because of their sincere desire to reach the truth, Lord Shiva, he blessed them. He told them, because you are devotees of Krishna, therefore you are dear to me. And he blessed them and he gave them spiritual instruction. You see, this is necessary, that the father should send out, should train the child in spiritual life. So this is the next thing which is necessary. That is proper spiritual family planning. A spiritual education automatically will give a spiritual family planning. The present artificial means of family planning, which is being proposed in society, create simply a society of the animals. You see, a spiritually advanced person, he'll have no desire for unrestricted sex life. He need no force, no artificial type of means is necessary to stop having a child. You see, simply by spiritual education, any father will be responsible, any mother will be responsible not to have children like cats and dogs. So we can understand by proper spiritual education where the mother and father want to see their children transcend birth and death, all the deficiencies of society will be overcome. Prishni Garbo and Sutapta, Sutapa, they perform penance to get Krishna as their son. This is necessary that mother and father, they should perform austerity in order to gain spiritual advancement, to have good children. We do not need less children or more children, we need higher quality of children. If a higher quality of child is there, then you will see the society, there will be no problem, because they will all be beneficial, contributing members of society. So this automatically happens when the youth are trained in a goal of life, in a spiritual education. Then all the types of family planning are automatically achieved by this simple method. So today what is necessary is there's a great need for qualified teachers. Today the modern education system, our Srila Prabhupada said, is condemned. It's condemned. Teachers, they're simply judged by academic qualification. There's no evaluation of their moral standard. No one should be a teacher if he drinks or smokes or has immoral habits. So there's a need for real qualified brahmanas to teach the society and re-establish real brahminical qualifications. This training program is required. No one is born a brahmana. They become a brahmana by going through samskara, by dvijatva. Then they become a brahmana. Brahmanism is not a system to create a monopoly for a particular class of men. Everyone should have a chance to be educated as a brahmana. A first-class brahmana, according to the Vedas, can train anyone, irregardless of his caste, to be a first-class transcendentalist. Birthright is less important than education. So this need of proper education, teachers, is essential. Nandiswara, he cursed Daksha for simply having materialistic knowledge. Our teachers, to teach this type of rounded education, must have both material and spiritual education. Otherwise, like Nandiswara cursed Daksha, they will be cursed. That curse is vidya buddhi avidyayam karma mayam asau jara sangsaran dri haye chamum anusarva mami mamam. Those who have become as dull as matter by cultivating materialistic education and intelligence are nesciently involved in fruitive activities. Such men have purposely insulted Lord Shiva. May they continue in the cycle of repeated birth and death. The so-called teachers, they don't know the goal of life. Therefore, they can't elevate their students to real spiritual knowledge. The result is those who are well educated, they have become disinterested in ritualistic ceremonies. But because these ritualistic ceremonies are not giving them any effective instruction on the goal of life. But still, in spite of their rejecting this, they're not benefited because they're not achieving any real knowledge. So this Krishna conscious movement abandons stereotyped ritualistic practices, commonly called as various religions, which give no spiritual knowledge for upliftment of all classes of mankind. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was asked by Ramananda Rai, what is the best part of education? He said the best part of education is God consciousness, is Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Bhagavat instructs us, Tahare se voli dharmo karmo sadachar, ishare se priti janre samato sovar. What is called dharma? What is called education? That activity which is filled with good qualities, sadachar, good characteristic, where actually an attraction for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is created, that is known as real education, that is real religion. So right now, to achieve this goal of proper education in the modern world, we need the blessings. We need the blessings of the Almighty. So I would like to, for special intelligence, for this I'd like to repeat the prayer given by Lord Shiva to the Prachetas. Namaste asisam isa manave karanatmane namo dharmaya brihate krishnaya kunta medhase purushaya puranaya sabhya sankhyayo eswaraya cha. My dear Lord, you are the topmost of all bestowers of benediction, the oldest and the supreme enjoyer amongst all enjoyers. You are the master of the world's metaphysical philosophy, for you are the supreme cause of all causes. Lord Krishna, you are the greatest of all religious principles, the supreme mind, and you have a brain which is never bewildered under any condition. Therefore, I repeatedly offer my obeisances unto you. So, our Srila Prabhupada, he has given a special advice that to give the boys and girls intelligence in our schools, they should study Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. If they just do that, that alone will make them qualified as great spiritual scholars. People will recognize them. So, in conclusion, I would like to simply request that although I have no position, I have no intelligence or education, only whatever credit I have is simply by the mercy of my spiritual master, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He has given me whatever I am today. So, his advice I have taken to heart. Therefore, I would like to simply make this one message, is that, in my humble opinion, the Western system of education has failed to produce a proper society even in the West. So many different type, hippies, dissatisfied people, drug addicted people, frustrated people are being produced. Our Prabhupada gave the example that one time the message came out, the Himalaya mountains, they're going to produce a baby. So everybody came to see at the cavern what baby would be produced from the great, if the Himalayas are producing a baby, it must be huge, wonderful thing. They all waited, out from there came rats. Oh. Like that, big, big universities, big, big educational, what is being produced? So many type of hippies, so many type of terrorists, so many type of different dissatisfied people. Because that proves that there's not a complete education that they're being given. They're not satisfied. So, I would say that Nepal should not imitate the Western failing systems. The Western failing systems, they may have enough capital to afford so much waste. You see, they may. But Nepal should have its own system, which is suited to spiritual culture, based on their Vedic heritage and on the spiritual fiber of the people, which is unbeatable in the world, and based upon the social economic climate of this country, not simply a stereotype taken from the West, which will never work here and will simply create disturbance and ultimately may even threaten the very basis of the culture of this country. So, specially suited training, not on the Western lines, but by Varna. This creates a non-competition society. A non-competition society. Each person is trained where it is needed in society and according to his own qualification. Therefore, there's no competition. It is like the whole society is unionized, based on qualification and on work. So, in conclusion, I would like to say that this is a pioneer field of all around education for making the students and the society happy in this life and in the next. So we see that Nepal, the only Hindu kingdom in the world, is the potential leader of the world in this spiritually orientated, all around perfect educational system, Rajaguyam, Rajavidyam, Idam Uttamam. Thank you very much.